legislature.
The Roseau River Watershed District has been building a development project for 3 years, and that's caused some concern among local farmers. Institute for Justice fellow Porter Enstrom says it could flood productive farmland.
What the Roseau River Watershed District is trying to do now, after switching back and forth from different justifications and moving through different plan alternatives, they've settled down on one plan, which originally the landowner coalition was worried about. Their plan involved taking owner's land using eminent domain, but the current alternative to plan right now stands to be even worse. It would end up pushing water onto private land, thereby flooding perfectly usable farmland and making it unusable for these farmers. And they won't even obtain any sort of compensation because their land isn't actually being taken. It would be flooded by the project.
The Roseau County Landowners Coalition says this project would affect 207 people. Enstrom says there's not a set date on when the project will break ground.
So it is still quite fluid. It is supposed to be within this year. But that's the thing, the Roseau River Watershed District and DNR are planning to move into construction. So right now is really the pivotal moment in this project and kind of one of our last few attempts to really stop this project where it is.
The Russia-Ukraine